Good afternoon. Welcome to Strands of Wisdom. We are coming to you live today from 1-2 Listen. Or no, I'm sorry, 1-2 Radio. I do work on 1-2 Listen, but that's 1-2Radio.com, where we are changing the way that you listen to the world. Our show is called Strands of Wisdom. It's myself and Maureen Hauer. We're both advisors on 1-2 Listen, so you can always find us on there. If you haven't gone into the chat room before on 1-2 Radio, you can go click on the little button on the left-hand side that says where you can join the chat. And if you've never gone in before, go ahead and click on that button, and Jay will let you in to the chat. So welcome. Maureen, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. I think, you know, it's been a crazy kind of week, and we did the weekend at the show, and I think you have a lot of, it's almost like the microwave of, you know, coming down or whatever after a show. Mm-hmm. You get a little wound and tired, and I don't know, it affects you in so many different ways. Everybody's different, you know. Mm-hmm. I just can't turn off my brain. I don't know why. But it was okay.
It was interesting. You know, Jay and I were talking before uh-huh. about the you know, there's like so many fairs in the Colorado area. We're like psychic central here in Colorado, especially the Denver area. We have so many fairs going on and so many people involved in the metaphysical world. And you know, it's not just metaphysical. It's also about, you know, changing your life and you know, making the world a better place is kind of where we're coming from. We've outgrown the old days where we were fortune tellers. Mm-hmm. I am not a fortune
That's
teller.
A dirty word, honey. Oh, fortune teller.
That word. I hate that word. I don't Me like too. That. You know, but I really like working with people and helping them make those changes in their life. That fair was very interesting. It was at Stanley Marketplace, and I have never seen so many little kids. Anybody who thinks that we're not having children is out of their minds. There was so many. They even have UC Health has a little kind of a modular station where mothers can go in and nurse their kids, their babies.
Oh, nice.
I thought that was wonderful.
That's great. I didn't know they had that there. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Yeah. And I think a lot of people were waiting for it. I did have a couple that sat down for a reading. It was very interesting. I almost think that they sat down to nurse the baby. But it was such a wonderful feeling because it was such a natural thing, a natural mm-hmm. feeling. And they were such a strong threesome there. The mm. two of them, this beautiful little girl, she was just adorable. You know, she could walk and and talk, and she was just so sweet and just lovely energy. But it was a little interesting, you know, doing the reading and the her nursing the baby. It just had a, I don't know, it was a...
It was nurturing.
It was very nurturing. It was. And, you know, how much we've changed, how much we've gone forward in this world as women and the husband, him being so supportive of her and everything with the, and involved with the baby. When my kids were young, my husband was not really involved. You know, I even had one couple, a friend who were... they had two little girls, and he would stop by because he lived two houses down. He says, I'm babysitting today. It's like, excuse me, babysitting your own children? I don't think so. And you don't hear that so much anymore. Uh-uh. So I really like the way things are kind of flowing in the world.
I know you've noticed the same thing. There are a lot of dads with their children by themselves, mm-hmm. and the mom wasn't around. Either she was having a lunch with a buddy or took a day and daddy was doing the daddy thing. And it was adorable. And the energy was pretty wonderful. What amazed me, and I know because I'm old, but these little creatures, these little entities is what I'll call them, they're so tiny. I'm like, you are walking? How big are you? What, a foot? You're a foot tall, you know, and these little creatures are running around. That's what because I'm so out of the loop with children, you know, maybe a 7 or 8 year old like the kids on the street here, but teeny weeny.
And the just toddlers and above, they're so smart.
They were adorable. They are. Mm-hmm. They were just so sweet. And then the other thing I thought about when you're talking about when we were young and had, you know, got pregnant, was like you kind of hid it. Now
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like you do not hide
I
it.
know.
You've got the
Yes.
stretchy clothes and you've got the little
Oh, yeah.
watermelon sticking out there, you know, the whole thing. But it's so cute. It's very sweet. And that fills you with hope, you know,
Yes, it
when you
does.
see all of them and you see the love that the parents have. And I don't know, it just, you know, I think I loved it. I thought it was great. And
Yeah.
then we did have an incident.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yes, we did. We had a charming man who came running through singing something about religion. And so I guess because we were a pop-up kind of, I mean, commissioned to be there and paid to be there and all. But I think it surprised some people that we were actually there in that venue. And then
Yes.
some people, it lit them up with the religious fears and whatever they have in them for that. I was sort of oblivious to him. I saw him go by the first time, and then I was like, I didn't pay any attention to him. But
Yeah.
apparently, that was, you know, it was pretty dramatic, but for a while. Anyway, and then the next day it was okay. So, you know, I guess like we were talking about, when you go to a venue that's specifically for the readers and the healers and all, you have people coming to you that are open to it.
Yes.
Whereas if you go to another venue, may not, you know, I guess we just take our chances. But that was kind of an eye opener, I
It
thought.
was. It was. I know security
Yeah.
showed him out. I kind of
Here's the
ignored
door,
him.
honey.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
he got in a couple of confrontations with a couple of readers, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I just felt like not
Yeah.
reacting to his stuff unless he got in my face, and then that would
Yeah,
be
me too.
whole different story. But you know, yeah, it was about Jesus. I love Jesus. I talk to Jesus
Me
every day.
too.
I do. You
Yeah,
know,
me
I
too.
just see just Jesus in a little different way than he does.
A different light. Yep, me too.
Yeah.
Well, those are the highlights, I think. But
Yeah.
it was an interesting show, and Ari from Awkwardly Zen, she puts it all out there. I mean, she is such a great host.
Yes, she does.
I really have a lot of respect for her and
Oh,
how
yeah.
much she puts into it, love and all of it, you know, takes
Yes,
care
she
of you.
does.
Yeah, she's really good.
We're very lucky here. We're very fortunate
We are.
to have all of this just at an arm's length, basically. So yeah, feeling good about that. I'm a little tired trying to regather my strength and such. I finished my cardiac rehab this week. I
Yay.
graduated. I'm so happy. I lost 10 pounds.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I
Wow.
did. I did. I feel so much better.
That's great.
And going to continue with the exercising. I mean, I
Sure.
want to take care of my heart. If I'm
Oh,
going
yeah.
to be here, I better take care of this body the best that I
Yeah,
can. I
absolutely.
mean, yeah. I'm not
Are
afraid
you?
of moving on, but you know, I'm going to do my part here.
Yeah, you encouraged me to walk. So, my neighborhood's not great, you know. So I'm walking on my property, which is like I have a quarter of an acre, but I'm not walking around the property. I'm just walking the length of the property, and I can get in some good steps that way and check on the chickens
Yeah.
at the same time. Oh my God, we had
It's all
chicken
about the
drama
chickens.
yesterday. Yeah, chicken chat. We had a lot
Yeah.
of drama yesterday with them, but anyway. Because my
Oh.
son's house sitting and he's not here to babysit them. And
Oh.
so I'm in charge and that's like not going great. I mean, it's okay, but
Yeah.
not the pro
You're not the chicken whisperer.
that he is. No, he is. Yes, he is. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. Yeah. So anyway.
Wow. Pretty interesting. I always put my, I don't live in a great neighborhood either, but I put my dog in the car. Well, I do take her over to a friend's house who has a huge area. In fact, that's where she came from. So she has her own little group of dogs that she plays with there and over there. But a lot of times I go up to close to the dog park. I don't let her loose in there with other dogs because I just don't know.
Never know.
And she's a Doberman. If anything happens, it'll be the Doberman's fault. So
Oh, of
I
course.
don't turn her loose with dogs that we don't know. But I walk around this golf course up there, and it's just beautiful. There's not
Nice.
a lot of children stuff. Not kids. There's no play area for children or anything. So it's just kind of relaxing and able to do that. So it feels good to kind of get up and get off the property and do that.
That's a safe space, and it helped you lose 10 pounds. That's a good deal.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was hard leaving because I was going Monday, Wednesday, and Friday over to UC Health and that using the treadmill and they would put the leads on me and check my heart and take really good they took really good care of me, so I feel more confident to be able to go out and go to a gym. I was worried about that after the heart attack. I thought, oh my God, something happens to me. Do these people know what to do? But now I feel very confident about it. Everything looks really good, so I'm very
That's
pleased.
Great. Yeah. Well, are we
I'm
doing
just
stuff?
In a good mood. I'm in
Oh,
a good mood today. I'm just feeling positive about the world, about our country.
Yeah.
I know politics is not a popular thing. Well, it is a popular thing. And I'm feeling really good about the direction that's happening right now.
Me too.
I'm just the feminine energy feels really, really good. And common sense, it's starting to come back to common sense.
Absolutely. I feel like we've had some clarification.
Oh, yeah.
In some way. There is a lot of muddying of the waters and all, but I still feel like, I just feel like, more clarification. That's all.
Yeah. And some of the outrageous statements and such, and conspiracy theories and things are starting to die down a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Taking a back seat.
Yeah.
And it's like, really?
I don't know. And I think to each his own, we have to all make our own decisions. But
That's
if you
true.
just hear, if you just are open to listening and hear the truth.
Yeah.
Or, what I think is the truth, then, just see for yourself. Open the door, look, see what's behind that door, see what's going on for real.
Exactly.
Not just hearing it from some other source.
Okay, so you mentioned the scopes. I'm sorry, I think I cut you off.
That's all right.
I always have a lot to say,
I'm glad you do. I do,
nice
but it's
chit-chat.
All about chickens and whatever, dogs.
Yeah. Oh, I have to speak at church. I've never done that before.
You'll
this
be
Sunday.
Fine.
I am not look. I'm not very organized. I'm not organized, and that's maybe that's why I have to do this. Pastor Susan has been after me for a long time to
I
talk,
know she.
And oh man, she pushes
You'll be
me.
good. You'll be good.
She,
I'm
yeah,
gonna. I'll be there supporting you. I'll be holding
good.
support. You
You
can do it.
You won't let the big kids make fun of me, right?
No, I will not. No, absolutely not.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, scopes. Let me get a little drink of water here.
I'm going to do, by the way, do Kuan Yin Oracle today with compatible, with your scopes.
Oh, excellent.
Compatible.
I love your cards. You have
I'm
such
trying to say.
good cards, such interesting cards.
Yeah, I had some cards that really shocked me. Those little angel oracle cards. I've had a lot of interesting results with those cards lately.
Yeah.
Even at the show, too. It was amazing.
Yeah. Very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Very
They're like,
accurate.
wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Here's your answer.
They dig deep. They
They
really
do. I'm shocked. I'm almost afraid of them. I'm like, I'm going to put those over there for a little bit.
and my readings, everybody's got different styles, but my readings are to dig deep. It's not the fortune teller thing that of the past, Miss Cleo and all that. No, we
Oh,
don't
God.
do that. We don't do that. And some people have expectations about that, and they need to.
Oh, yeah, they want the future written in.
Better serve somewhere else. Yeah.
I had, real quick, I'll mention, and I think I told you this, but I had a call from my grandson this on Sunday, and it just threw me off. And then I did a reading for a woman, and her grandmother came in, and I lost it. I'm just like, the cardinal sin. I'm like, oh, God. But it was meaningful, and it helped her, and it also, I guess, it helped me release some of that energy of the emotional kind of thing that went along with that. I was shocked. I shocked myself. I'm like, oh my God. Anyway, I got through it, and so on.
But when you think about it, when we do readings, it is a partnership. It
It
is
is.
spirit coming through us, And also, you know, we learn from these experiences and from the people that are coming to us. I mean, they come to us for a reason. It's just not random.
Right.
Yeah.
Real.
So I think that was a beautiful thing that happened for you.
It was.
And for the person you read for.
Yeah. Wow. Yep.
Well, I guess we should get started.
Okay.
We are going to do some scopes. We should look in the room, huh? I haven't even looked in the room to see who's here today. Hang on here.
Lee is here. Hi, Lee.
Oh, my gosh. She got rid of her horrible job, and
I know.
Now she can listen to us.
Yay. That's right.
Hey. Oh, and Suzanne. Okay.
I'm trying to get there again.
Okay. I'm trying to get used to my setup. I'm such a Virgo. It's like, get over yourself, Kay. You can be move around this microphone.
Oh yeah, your mic looks really good. I like it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Fred is he's my little genius. He really helps me with so many things. He's a blessing.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we don't have too many people in the chat room. That's okay. If you'd like, you know, you can ask questions in the chat room. We'll be happy to do some readings, you know, if time allows, a little later on. There's Denise. Hey, Denise. Happy you're here. Okay. Okay, back to the scopes. I'm kind of all over the place here, aren't I? Sorry about that. Trying to ground. But, you know, if you know your rising sign, also that can have some effect. And these scopes, it's not, I do them weekly, but they all have to do with the same kind of time period. So it's not exactly what's going to happen this week or whatever. So, you know, just keep yourself open. When I do the scopes, I post them on 1-2-Listen on the site, and I just do I leave last week's up and then put another week's on, add that to the mix there. So you can have a kind of an even flow of that. Also do that. You can always get that on my website also, kdragon.com. I think I can say that. Everybody has a website, but I do the scopes there and a little bit more there. I do, a blog about what's happening in the world or my world or whatever. Anyway, on with the scopes. So we will probably do a few and then we'll take a little break and then come back to it. So I will start with Aries. Aries, you might be feeling stressed or overloaded. Oh, let me make my screen bigger here. Well, that's not working either. Hold on. Aries, you might be...
Go ahead, sorry.
I'm going to argue with my computer here for a minute. Okay, Aries, you might be feeling stressed or overloaded. The collective says not to fight back. Don't push back. Just write it out. That's the message that they have for you. Pull back and you will see the situation from a different perspective. Sometimes our emotional life, including relationships, affects us physically. I am hearing that you have reached a point when a decision will be required concerning whether to make a change or to stop resisting and go with the flow of a situation. And that's what I have for Aries.
The card I pulled is Veil of Shadows, number 43. A lotus blossoms with deep, rich mud into which she plunges her roots and draws great nourishment. From the mud, made of water and earth, growth happens and great beauty is revealed. Your soul lotus thrives through depth of emotion and aliveness of your body into which she can plant herself and unfold as a lotus of light.
Nice. I love lotuses. Okay, Taurus. Good times with friends and family, as you can feel the autumn energy and the holiday season. I keep hearing this Alanis Morissette song, Ironic. Life is a Jagged Little Pill. It comes off of that album. And life really is a jagged little pill, isn't it?
Right.
I see you observing this in family and friends and your world, you know, about life being a jagged little pill and ironic. You may choose to do something, some things that encourage you to face your fears and step out of the safety zone. Things may not always go as expected, but try to have a sense of humor. And God indeed has a sense of humor. Look at the platypus. So just have a sense of humor with it. But do step out of your comfort zone. That's what I have for Taurus.
The card is Weave the Future Golden. It's number 44 in the deck. Something good is coming your way. Kuan Yin urges you to weave your future into the present moment, to call in and draw to you the opportunities, teachings, circumstances, and synchronicities waiting for you that will enable your soul to live its divine destiny with greater abundance, bliss, and creative fulfillment.
Mm. All right, Gemini. Gemini, get out of your head, especially if you feel kind of haunted or chewing on a situation that affected your opinion about yourself. If someone does something to you, like a bait and switch or something like that, that's not on you. That's on them. You're open-hearted and loving and supportive of people. So, you know, don't feel like that has to do with you. It just feels like a situation where someone may be unconscionable. Anyway, it happens to everybody. So don't let it define your ability to trust others. Step back and take the emotional energy out of the situation. Just kind of observe it and try not to take it personally. That's what I have for Gemini.
The card is Sisters of the Sun Rising, number 28. You are a highly creative being with the potential to help raise the vibration of consciousness on this planet through your creative projects, work, dreams, and hobbies. The power of collaboration, choosing to work with others is in joint projects, allows for synergy to occur where you can grow stronger and become more than the sum of your individual parts, calling in great cosmic assistance and potency. You are guided to remain open to other souls joining forces with you, just like the Sisters of the Sun Rising, that bring great energy to help humanity through their group endeavors. When you allow for aligned group effort, much that is wonderful can occur.
I like that for Gemini.
Big one, yeah.
Nice. Okay, Cancer. Just when you think you're done with something, you realize that it's never left your side. Transformation isn't easy. It really isn't. I see a vision of you sitting in a chair, and it's like you're completely exhausted, maybe exhausted, all different ways to handle a situation. You just sit there and kind of sigh and need to take a break for a moment to decide which avenue to take. Transformation requires letting go of one thing so you can step into the new. Remember how the universe works. If you don't make the change will be made for you, and it might not be on your terms or to your liking at the moment. You know, the result will be the same, but, you know, there's easier ways to get there if you pay attention. What you've been doing in the past is not working, so it might be time for a new approach. The collective wants to remind you to ground yourself and be present in your activities, especially when driving, cooking, anything like that. Don't let your mind wander. Really be in the present and focus with, you know, driving and thinking about something, you know, somebody that makes you angry or a whole different thing is not really a good thing right now. It's like you have to pay attention to what's happening around you. And that's what I have for Cancer.
The card is Gates of Heaven, number 12. All beings have an ultimate spiritual destiny of happiness and freedom. Beloved Kuan Yin shines tireless compassion upon all life to this end. Yet sometimes attachments, lower vibrational beings, and entities and elementals become frightened of divine love and believe that they will do better to hide in human energy fields instead. This blocks progress towards liberation, where human beings and lower vibrational beings can pass through the gates of heaven into peace, bliss, and homecoming to the spiritual source of all life. That's a heavy one.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
Like, whoa, that was
That's
deep.
Big.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Wow. Okay. We're going to do Leo, and then I think we'll do Virgo, and then we'll take a break.
All righty.
So Leo, wow. That kind of fits into something with Leo too. Don't feel guilty about taking care of yourself. I don't mean this in the sense of your physical body, but also your emotional and your spiritual life. Retreat from some stressful people in your life. I know you love them. And this is not about completely deserting them. It's just about retreating for a while, maybe not answering the phone or not answering that email for a while so you can gather your energy and move forward. The collective is talking about children. they don't have to be sons and daughters physically, but they are creations from the energy that we fuel with our emotions and intent. We call them thought forms. We create and give birth to them. They do come home to roost when we least expect it. Take care of the energy or situation the best you can and forgive yourself. Ask your guides, angels, your higher self, and Saint Germain for help. Saint Germain will, you know, you can't get rid of energy, but you can clean it up. You can clean up that energy and kind of transform it into a new type of channel. So that's what I have for Leo.
The card is Princess of the Autumn Harvest, number 22.
Ooh.
The Princess of the Autumn Harvest.
That's
brings
me.
Gifts.
No, it's not. Just kidding.
Okay. Brings gifts of bounty and blessing for efforts and actions of the past. It is a time when the fruit of labors is ripe for the picking. A beautiful blessing is on its way to you now. This may come in the form of a spiritual gift, an opportunity, a windfall of abundance, a significant relationship, or an important friendship, and more. With gratitude in your heart, you will recognize the blessing when it comes to you, and it will serve you perfectly. Be open to receive it, knowing it is justly deserved.
Well, Leo's looking at it. I'm really liking that for Leo's. Okay, Virgo. You don't have to do it alone. Ask for help. You won't appear weak or unworthy. You're about to embark on some mysteries, a mysterious kind of journey or an unknown adventure. This is impossible to avoid if you want to expand your experiences and live life more fully and in the moment. The collective says slowly and carefully, research and ask those with experience. Meditate, pray, ground yourself, and smile. The world can be a kind, caring place. That's what I have for Virgo.
Dance of the Butterfly Queen, number 5. A pure heart and sincere love attracts divine grace. With the grace of Kuan Yin, Butterfly Queen, that which was impossible becomes possible. From the caterpillar to winged creature of delight, you cannot restrain what divine grace ordains, no matter how incredible it may seem to be. Whatever has been troubling you or whatever has been inspiring you, allow grace to infuse the situation or dream so that it may unfold with divine perfection. Allow the Butterfly Queen to dance, and she will bring healing and grace to your life situation now with lightness of step and grace in her heart.
Nice.
That's helpful.
It is. It is. We all need a lot of hope. Anyway, this is Kay and Maureen. This is Strands of Wisdom, and we are going to take a short break and be back with you in a few. back. This is Kay and Maureen, Strands of Wisdom here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way that you listen to the world. And we are just doing the scopes for the week. The week, the month, whatever serves you, and this time of September, my favorite time. My birthday is Saturday, so I'm
Hey, happy birthday.
Yeah, it's good to be on the planet another year.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, let's see here. We left off on
Virgo.
I was going to take a little look at the chat room. Mm-hmm. See what we've got here. Okay. Oh, Maya. Hi, Maya.
Hi, Maya. Just came in.
I know she's good to talk to you. Oh, Denise. That feels like a channeling. That'll come through towards the end here. We should go ahead and move forward with the scopes, and then we will get to Denise's question, or at least your reading for the week. Mm-hmm. All right, Libra. The collective suggests exploring new ways to handle old issues or situations that keep returning to capture your attention. I see a vision of a mosquito, and you just keep swatting it, but it's always just a little bit out of reach. This is a time to get to the root of a problem, not putting a Band-Aid on it again. Just sticking Band-Aids on it is not helpful. And it's an uncomfortable situation, perhaps. So that's why you keep putting it off. Sometimes our problems are like old friends, and the problem could be a concern like that with an old friend, something that that bothers you that you need to address, and delicately, of course. I feel some excitement for you in the air as far as activities and ideas. I get the word. The word I'm hearing is also to delegate in part of these activities and these ideas, and bring other people in to help support your ideas and work with that. Groups would be very good for you right now, but don't carry too much on your shoulders. That could result in burnout. So let other people help you. And that's what I have for Libra.
The card is Sweeping Sister Willow, number 31. Sweeping Sister Willow gently brings you healing for forgiveness and release of old pain now. Let her branches gracefully sweep any sadness and pain from your heart and soul. Your time for greater inner freedom is dawning, and the cleansing, sadness, and healing of forgiveness is the pathway to that greater freedom now. You deserve this freedom, and you are swiftly becoming ready to gift it to yourself with the help of poignant.
Okay. All right, Scorpio. That's you. I keep hearing a Neil Diamond song, that song I Am. There's a feeling of emptiness that you can't really put your finger on. It feels like something has come to a completion. This emptiness could result from a healing, cutting cords, or resolving a situation or a person, a situation or something with a person, and this leaves space. And sometimes that's a little uncomfortable for people. It's like, okay, what now? Feels a little bit empty. Ask your angels, your guides, and I'm getting Metatron. Metatron really wants to help you with this, to fill this with positive, loving energy and new purpose in your life, so you don't replace it with something similar to what you've just released. Avoid using those if-only thoughts, as that could attract more of the same. This could be a very creative, wonderful time for you to use this energy. So just relax and allow it to be refilled with some very good spiritual types of energies and creative ideas, especially, you know, if you're in the arts or whatever. And that's what I have for Scorpio.
Resonates with me. Okay, so the card is Sisters of the Star Blossoms, number 27. It is good to remember that while we each take our own unique journey back into divine bliss and truth, we have plenty of friends that love us unconditionally and wish to help us find the way home with the least suffering and the greatest joy. When we allow ourselves to be helped, we help others too. It is a spiral of support and love that is wishing to connect more so with you now. Love that.
Nice. It's hard to read for your own sign sometimes, isn't it?
I'm like, okay, I can't pick a card. I got to just go randomly. Whatever spirit
right.
tells me. Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to kind of step back, back from yourself and you know, be that observer again. It makes it a little bit difficult sometimes.
Step back from the ego and the ego self.
Well, yeah, yes. Because what's happening in your life, it can be interesting. Yeah. Okay, Sagittarius, we're moving right along here.
Mm-hmm.
Sagittarius. Keep your focus on the present. The idea of history repeating itself is not an option and not always a good thing. Take a moment to assess your present situation and recognize that all you have accomplished in the past was set up by all those things and experiences that you had in the past. That set up your current situation. Be still. Try to pull back from the hype and media. Return to your true self. And don't allow the world to shape and define who you are. Find the joy in right now. Find your own truth. And that's what I have for Sagittarius.
And the card is 10 Sisters of Light, number 33. You are an advanced soul and have lived many incarnations. You've shown your light through many different faces. Your soul has learned many skills in past lives, developed abilities and talents. This lifetime is a culminating lifetime in the sense that your soul is drawing together potencies developed over many lifetimes into unified expression. It is like drawing on the power of 10 sisters or more into your one current lifetime. Be prepared to grow and shine.
Interesting. Very interesting for Sagittarius. And I'm just feeling... definitely a lot of that reincarnation type stuff, past life stuff coming forward for Sagittarius right now. And it just seems like kind of a pull back and forth between what was and what is, and trying to find that balance in their own life. The world will tell you one thing. This is how you're supposed to be. This is how you're supposed to do things. But it just seems like there's something else nagging at you. And of course, you have to live in the world. So you have to have that job or that thing that you do to pay the bills and such. But you still have to have your spiritual life, too. And what I'm seeing is kind of adjusting that balance, the scales going up and down to find that adjustment of where you're happy. Being able to speak your truth and live in it. I will move on to Capricorn. That's a little wordy, isn't it?
Good advice.
Yeah. Capricorn, you're experiencing a period of reluctance to serve and asking the universe, what about me? I see a period of highs and lows with an absence of balance. Your world is shifting and changing, but not as quickly as you would like it to. It's okay to express your discomfort when things are not to your liking, but don't allow that to become your mantra. The collective says, respect divine timing. Find simple pleasures to help navigate these changes. I kind of see you like sitting in limbo. You know, it'd be like sitting on a cloud or something, which it's a perfect place to be. The universe says, we have you in our hands. Surrender, allow, stay open and to all the possibilities. All is not what it seems. That's what I have for Capricorn.
The card is Tai Chi Rising, number 32. Your energy field is growing stronger with more spiritual electricity pulsing through your being. Take time to nourish your nervous system as it adjusts and be gentle with yourself as you adjust to the increasing levels of spiritual potency, which gives more impact to your words, actions, and thoughts.
I like that. Okay. Aquarius. Aquarius, you have a lot of big feelings, and the collective offers a solution to put a voice to your thoughts. This is an excellent time to catch up with technology. Even if you lack skills, you can learn. Maybe you want to start a podcast or learn something related to a podcast, or you could write a blog or find some platform for your ideas of a way of expressing it. The collective warns to be gentle when speaking about emotionally charged subjects so you don't regret your actions or your words. Fall is an excellent time to make plans with friends also. Reward those also people who are your posse, your group, your people. Spend some time with all of them and just reward them with your time, with your vision, and just being with them. Because sometimes Aquarius gets a little bit out there. And if you could plan something, a dinner, something like that, that's outside of the framework of a holiday type thing. Just something so you can all get together and have a good time and talk and support each other. That's what I have for Aquarius.
My son's an Aquarius and he has his own little
Oh,
posse.
does
He
he? Yeah.
definitely does. Oh yeah. He's got his
But you,
loyal buddies. Yeah. So
yeah,
fun.
you'll probably be in charge of the food because your house
Yes.
sounds like the best place to have that get together. Put the chickens away for a while
Oh my gosh, yeah.
and
Got the
yeah, and just have
we're not eating
a
chicken though.
yeah, oh no.
Anyway.
Yeah, maybe a barbecue's
Yeah. I
out
always feel
of
guilty about that. But anyway, okay.
yeah.
Enter the Jade Temple, number 11. Kuan Yin, in her temple of peaceful jade, causes all conflict to elevate to higher peaceful resolution. A resolution and healing of any situation that is concerning you is already underway. In fact, you're being asked to begin to feel the relief of that resolution now so that you can more readily receive the divine solution and the blessing of peace from the beloved Kuan Yin when it arrives.
Nice. I like those cards. Okay, last but not least, Pisces. Pisces, I see you breaking away from traditional norms and speaking your truth. Release the bonds of childhood, the ideas and beliefs you were raised with, so that you can step into yourself completely and without reservations or apologies. This opens the door to start something new and allows you to create from your own experiences and your own ideas. This might be a bumpy road as you will be acting out of character when it comes to family and friends. They expect you to act a certain way and step correct and whatever, but you're about to step out of that. I think you already have. And I hear congratulations. I hear the word freedom. That's what I have for Pisces.
Yeah, my partner's a Pisces, and that really resonates that way because
Ah.
he's changing. He's trying to change a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the card is the Lotus Throne, number 37. The same Lotus wisdom that enlightens beloved Kuan Yin and all spiritual masters is the very same Lotus light within your own heart. It can take great courage to trust your own inner light, to ascend the throne of your own inner spiritual authority. Especially if the light of others around you seems more powerful than your own. You are being asked to trust this inner guidance above all others now. Have faith in your own heart. Know that you are divine.
Nice. Okay, I'm looking over at Facebook. Oh, Renee's here. Hi, Renee. Let's see what we've got. We've got time for a couple here. Denise, of course. Let's see what anything for the week. Let me go inward a little bit. I'm just kind of going inward to check in with master teachers and guides and what's working for her. Merlin is really working with you this week, transforming some energies. And there, he's pointing to your throat area, your throat chakra, and working with that. And take great care of that area and speaking your truth. And also, it just feels like maybe some allergy stuff kicking up. So, you know, really take good care. You can always use a sinus wrench. Things like that are just helpful, just common sense. Not prescribing anything here, but it's helpful, especially with all the changes that are happening. The energies around you, make sure that you you seem a little bit low in the energy department. Make sure you do some meditations with your chakras. You know, you can find those on YouTube. There's a lot of them. I'm sure you probably already know some, but doing that to kind of work with your aura a little bit. I'm seeing, you know, a lot of gold right close to your body and going outward a little bit. And it's like you're trying to push out away a lot of energy from the world and asking Merlin, and I'm getting Metatron too, of course, to put his shield up around you, above you, below you, all sides around you to help kind of keep that energy away from your heart, your soul, and your spirit. See if there's anything else. Right now, I don't have anything else. What do you got, Maureen?
Well, I was getting, there's a lot of stuff going on, like too many irons in the fire, and it's confusing and overwhelming for her. I would say, like you're talking about the fifth chakra, you know, speak with, you know, stand in your own personal power, speak your truth, and what's right for you, I think it'd be okay, but you need to, you know, pull yourself up, just move forward, and it'll be okay. Yeah.
Okay. I hope that helps, Denise. Suzanne, if time permits, I would appreciate a reading. Anything helpful, important for me to know at this time, the best next steps. Do you want to go first here?
The first thing that popped in was it's something to do, maybe to do with family. And, you know how we get with family. And like stopping her from moving forward with maybe a decision or there's some doubt there around family. I don't know exactly what it is, but
Because I'm seeing a lot of second chakra stuff in the creativity areas of not being able to create as much as you'd like and the way you would like because you're holding on a lot of, I see a lot of other people's energy there, holding on to other people's stuff. It'd be really good for you to do a personal healing or whatever. If you know somebody who does Reiki, you could be a Reiki master for all I know. But we all need to, you know, a doctor doesn't work on himself. So going out and having somebody help you dislodge some of these people. I just see all this energy of other people's stuff. So, you know, start going through that and seeing what's yours and what isn't. Trying to change that energy and shift it. And then you can move forward more effectively. I do see you being able to do that, working a little bit differently. I don't know if you're looking for a new stepping into something else. It's like I see you stepping into a new, I don't know if it's a profession or something, but on a new street. It's very well lit where you can see and there seems to be some confidence and less confusion as to what you've been doing in the past. So, you know, working with yourself and kind of put everybody else on hold for a while. Sometimes that's needed. It's not selfish. It's common sense. So that's what I have for you, Suzanne. I hope that helps. So do we have anything else here? I don't think so.
Mm-mm. Well, I have to do it on my phone. I don't know why I can't. Chatty.
Oh, technology is interesting.
Yeah. Renee says, congrats on your cardiac rehab graduation. Thank you for the scopes. Great show.
Oh, thanks, my pleasure. It's always my pleasure. else do we have here? Okay. So anyway, Maureen and I are both advisors at One to Listen. We do, you can call us, you can chat with us. We have time-based sessions. I don't have any classes right now. I was thinking about that. I've got so many things, so many irons in the fire that it's kind of hard to organize a class right now. Not really a class, but it's a channeling. It's a different thing. It's a session. It's the teaching that goes on is the masters coming through me to help individuals and the group. You know, it's usually a very small group, but hopefully maybe after November
after the shows.
Yeah, there's so much coming up.
So all right. I'm gonna say something I forgot, you know, because I'm all bing, there goes the thought. Anyway. Well, I was gonna talk about the shows that are coming up, I guess.
Okay, oh yes.
We have Body Mind Spirit Expo is coming. Is it 20th, 21st, 22nd?
Yes.
Here in Denver. And that's a 3-day show, Friday 1 to 9. And I think Saturday and Sunday are once 10 to 7 and 10 to 6.
Yeah.
It's going to be at a new venue now. They're going to be out at the stock show, where the stock show is. What else is that called? I can't remember. I was going to drive out.
Yeah. That's the Western Stock Show building.
Western, yeah, the building, yeah. So we have that. And,
yeah. And then after that, it would be Sacred Wayfair.
Yeah, Sacred Wayfair, October 12th. That's, what the hotel is, but it's up north.
Right. And then the First Spiritual Science Church.
Yeah.
That just came out, I think, the 18th and 19th.
So, October.
Yeah, and you can come on out and see us. See us if you'd like.
It's always
see
a great
us,
plan.
Call us, whatever. I think we're getting ready to. Whoops, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say today is you get a deal on One to Listen today because we make our own rates today.
Yes. So. Okay. This is 1-2 day. So the rates will be changing. So check in and check often because as the rates change, you can get a really good bargain.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say.
So very good. Thank you for remembering that. 1-2 day, absolutely. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We are the last show, live show of the week. We're so happy you joined us. We're wrapping up the week with us. there's nothing. You can always go into the show. I can't think. I get channeling. I'm channeling.
Are you channeling?
No, I was. And it's hard. I had a hard time getting back into my body here. It's like that shift. so I apologize for that. That's a little bit strange, isn't it? But that does happen when you channel. Anyway, thank you all for being here. We will see you next week. Same time, same place. Same
good
people.
Week. Bye-bye. Okay.